Ready, get ready to start.
Do you want to talk about, who's it?
Tommy Farr.
Tommy Farr.
Tommy Farr, the boxer.
Yeah. He come from Pondy, isn't he? He's,
From Pondy, yeah.
He did, only he went, where did he go to live? He went to live, where did he go to live? In England somewhere, isn't he?
In Australia.
Is he? He died not so long ago, isn't he? Tommy Farr.
Sure, but I don't know.
Do you think he beat Joe Louis? Remember that fight? Do you think he won?
A long time ago, eh?
Yeah, it was close, wasn't it? Who do you think won? I think Tommy Farr.
Sure, I don't know.
No, it was a close decision, wasn't it? You know, but I think Tommy Farr could have, edged it, I guess. If he was in this country, I think he was. In America, he was fighting.
Where did they fight then?
In America.
Do you see it?
I seen it on TV, yeah. You know, the old film on TV, yeah.
I didn't see the fight myself.
Well, you know, you've seen it, I always, you know, seen the film since, like, you know, eh?
Have you been to any fights here recently?
I haven't, no.
No. We haven't bothered, no. We were in Scotland a couple of months ago.
What was that for?
We went up to see the game.
We
were in Scotland, yeah.
But tell us about
terrible,
that.
Terrible, we was in a hotel, it was terrible.
Cold Hits.
We called it, nicknamed it Cold Hits.
Cold Hits.
I was freezing there.
Where was that?
It was terrible, I couldn't put the heat on, you know. So they had the heat on, this time. So it was coming on in the morning, you know, and it was freezing.
Well, I guess that my room was all right. It was freezing.
And I left my glasses and a body warmer up there. I'm still waiting to get them back. I phoned them this morning and they reckon they post them. That's since the 5th of March. So the glasses cost me over £100. Jesus.
You all went up together, did you?
Oh, we had a good drink, yes. Yeah. We had a good drink to bed.
Well, I had a drink to keep warm.
Disappointed at the game, mate. I was disappointed at the game and we took a lot of stick a bit.
Yeah.
Off of Scots boys. But we got over that again.
Well, after the game, yeah.
After the game,
what did you do after the game, then?
Got drunk. Again.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of sleep because the hotel was stopping in, but the artist was coming about
2 o'clock in the night.
Late in the night, the artist was coming in there, in the hotel.
12 o'clock it started, or 2 o'clock in the morning, didn't it?
Yeah, when it was time for us to go to bed, we were... the artist was coming.
What's the artist then?
I've got to get home. But I'm waiting for my glasses. I think it's cheaper to go up and get them.
It's nice going up together by coach.
Yeah.
Fun?
It's nice going up by coach together, is it?
Yeah, minibus.
Minibus you ran up by.
Do you go every day?
I've been about 4-5 times now to Scotland. They always watch it. That's the worst place I've ever been.
First time for me, and I said that's the last time I go. Yeah. But everybody's saying they enjoy the tip so much and this and that. And they coaxed me in to go in, first time. And to me, I said that's the first time and the last time. But as I said, we went to the wrong place, eh?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm saying that's the worst place I've been. Yeah. Motherwell.
He was up there for 4 days. Only 4 Welsh boys we've seen, and on the way up, we've seen coaches, hundreds of them. Coaches and hundreds of boys going to service, isn't it? Hundreds of boys. We got to our destination, wherever we were going. Yeah. It was about 4 days, and 4 Welsh boys we've seen.
Yeah, but they must have known it was a bad place to go. Motherwell, don't go to Motherwell.
Motherwell, aye.
Oh, you
were
staying in Motherwell?
Motherwell, aye.
Oh, you were out off the beam?
Yeah, that's it.
I guess he's been there before and he's from here.
I've been to Scotland before, not to Motherwell.
Everybody's saying a great tip, isn't that?
All the other places have been okay, you know. Especially near Edinburgh, you know. Dalkeith was all right, just outside Edinburgh.
Was there any singing by the boys in the game?
Not with us, you know, it was very quiet.
Too quiet.
So I'm saying, if we had gone with more Welsh men, it'd be okay. Most of them, where we was, they follow soccer, you know. We're more rugby right now.
My brother came up with us. On a Saturday, he went to see a football match. He didn't go to the rugby, he went to see a football match.
Did he?
He went to see a football match.
Well, he went up with you in the bus.
Yeah. Instead of seeing rugby, he went to see a football match in the morning.
That's his brother.
That's his brother, yeah.
He follows soccer,
does
he?
He organised a trip to go and see.
Yeah, he organised a trip, right? And he went to see football.
Oh,
right. When we get it. That's him.
Right, well,
what are we going to talk about now? Talk about the mines. Think about the mines, there's no mines left now in the Rhondda at
all. Jimbo Colliery, by
that? Yeah, but there's none left now, is there? I worked underground, you know, before I was finished with the work.
Where did you work then?
Furnell Colliery. It's closed up the top of the valley, right on there.
Yeah.
And I worked in Glen Rhondda, how can I? That's in Blancombe. Glen Rhondda, the nickname was, how can I?
Oh, where was that?
Top of Blancombe.
Why was it nicknamed that?
Oh, I don't know, I never knew. How can I? Glen Rhondda was the right name for it. Say, how can I? I never know.
And when did they close down now?
Well, it closed down a few years now, isn't it? Good few years now.
Nothing about all, was it?
Did you live near the pit then?
I lived just above the pit, in Furnell houses, just above Furnell Quarry Hall. The houses just above.
What were you?
Well, I just live up just up the road by there, I live.
Did you work up in Furnell?
No, I've never been on the ground. On a building, I've been. This is the last worst thing, it's hard to sit on a building, like. Building to like, that's where I am a bit kid.
Yeah, mine I was.
Yeah.
Is there any building work around now?
Not at the moment. Very hard at the moment.
And are we going to start up some more private mines here?
No, there's no hope for this area. I don't think there's any hope at all for any work, is there?
That's when you got the tower, no?
The tower, that's the private
mine, no?
Private enterprise, eh?
What was it
doing? Oh, there's a few private levels above. But there's nothing in this valley.
No.
There's no work at all coming, is there?
No.
You've got a glass factory, one or two small factories.
I went to work this morning, 4:30 this morning, and yesterday morning. I was in Swindon, I was working yesterday morning and this morning.
Swindon?
No, you've got to travel, like.
Your company has worked down there, is it?
Or a mate of mine, like, you had a job.
You've got some work down there?
I said, we done a full house yesterday and a full house today, like. Swindon, no. There's nothing wrong there, you've got to travel. Birmingham, you go, Nottingham.
He works with a subcontractor.
Yes. You've got to travel, he says, nothing wrong there.
To find the work. Do you remember the last day at work? What was it like, the last day at work?
No, I was finished. I finished work for a while.
You finished before?
They finished me, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, the chest or something. You know.
Oh.
So I haven't had much chance of any work since then, you know.
Yeah. How was your dress now?
Not well, still very bad, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, anyway, there's nothing wrong here. If I was fit, like, nothing much.
Oh.
Well, like I said, I had to travel all over the country, you know, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nottingham, Birmingham, Portsmouth, Swindon, Corby. I travel all the countries, I do. And like I said, we do a full house a day and travel back, like, unless we got two or three houses to do, but very rare I come across now. You used to do one house, and people see this sort of thing.
Aye.
And they say, I like that, and I wouldn't mind having mine then. And plus, if he goes on a new estate or something like that, you used to get plenty of work. But it don't happen today, you know, you get one there, and like I tell them, money's not about like it used to be like that. You know, it's hard work, any work, don't it? Like I said, I don't look for the work myself, I just do the jobs. But, you've got reps going about all over the country. they get to work for us, and we was a doing job, like. But we used to pick 4 or 5 at one time, or perhaps 10 one time. My boss, he had, one time, he had 9 vans on the road. You know, no. Then days are gone, like, you only got one now, and you got a job to find work. You know. But as I said, you had 9 vans on the road one time. And I guess them days are gone now, Rick.
Well, let's hope it'll improve.
Why not see much work around here, huh? Up here.
We've seen all the bodies out.
Worse, I think it's
poor time about all that. Working every day.
And the crime rate here is terrible. The youngsters haven't got anything to do. You know? So the crime, it's not safe.
There's nothing around here, Nothing at all,
it's not safe at all. There's one man, was there? You know where Will Small is?
What?
Last night, you ever him?
No.
They broke into his house last night. Old man, eh? And they had a knife to his throat asking him where he kept his money, you know?
Well, I
know
that.
Poor boy.
Were they local boys?
Well, as you say, he thinks he knows who one of them was, you know?
Yeah.
They had a knife to his throat. That was last night, right?
Well, I know that.
And the poor can hardly speak, like, so I don't care his money.
Old man, like.
Your father's saying that, this morning.
I don't know it, but,
It's terrible, but, I think we all have to move, you know. If you can afford to, you have to move to a better area, right? Well, I'm saying, you can't, you just have to stick it out. If you haven't got the money,